I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. St. Paul is writing to these that are part of a beautiful group in Ephesus. And if you look at the beginning of the opening, it says, Paul, an apostle, special messenger of Christ Jesus, the Messiah, by the divine will and purpose and the choice of God to the saints, the consecrated, set apart ones at Ephesus. I want to change that word to in Chicopee, who are also faithful and loyal and steadfast in Christ Jesus. Chapter 3 says, for this reason, because I preached that you are thus builded together. I'm using the Amplified because that was the press. I, Paul, am the prisoner of Jesus Christ for the sake and on behalf of you Gentiles. Assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, his unmerited favor that was entrusted to me to dispense to you for your benefit, and how the mystery or the secret was made known to me, and I was allowed to comprehend it by direct revelation, as I already briefly wrote to you. Notice it's a divine revelation. He didn't study to get a message. He had a divine revelation, direct from heaven. When you read this, verse 4, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the Anointed One. This mystery was never disclosed to human beings in past generations. You say, wait a minute, doesn't make any sense. Wait a minute is right. Saint Paul had revelations from the Father about his creation that no one ever had for 4,000 years. That's pretty cool stuff. Why is it important to point that out? Because right now, at the end of this age, he's going to download things to you and me that have never been revealed before. Because he's actually in the process of restoring his creation to what it was designed to be when Adam and Eve were in the garden with him. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, everything was what? It was good and perfect. You could talk to the animals and they would talk back. They had no problems understanding because the fall had not taken place. So I know a young lady who would probably like to have their little animals talk back to them. And they do get across. They bark back. We have a miniature collie in our family. He's about yay. And his name is Bailey. And he thinks he's the king. And whenever the lady who owns him comes to my house, he doesn't hesitate. He starts barking and gets excited 1.5 streets before he gets to my house. Because you see, he's in the driver's seat and he doesn't know that she's driving. And when he comes in and he makes his straight, direct way right to the room we're in. He doesn't wait for her. He's got 4 legs, she only got 2. And he makes it known when it's time for him to have a snack. Now he's on a diet. So the only thing we're allowed to give him for a snack is graham crackers. Well, I had to buy 2 boxes of graham crackers because we ran out. So you see, he's part of the family. But I'll tell you, sometimes he tells me a story, and I know that he's really describing what's going on in his life. But you know what? Right now, he's talking in tongues. Yeah. And you know something else? When I had my little dog, I used to speak in tongues to her. And you'd be surprised what changed. Her demeanor. She didn't like to have her toenails cut. So when I prayed over her before I cut her toenails, she'd be totally ready to grow. If I didn't pray, she would fight and push back. Why? Because we are in the midst of a transition where God's purpose in the earth will be that every kingdom will bow to Jesus. Verse 5. This mystery was never disclosed to human beings in past generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles, consecrated messengers, and prophets by the Holy Spirit. See, who's the one that communicates?
Holy Spirit.
Yeah. You say, I can't understand that the Holy Spirit can talk through or to an animal. Well, get with it. The Holy Spirit gave them that ability almost 6,000 years ago. They lost it because of 2 people that were selfish. They did it their way, and we're still paying. The transition hasn't been complete yet. Verse 6, it is this, that the Gentiles are now to be fellow heirs with the Jews, members of the same body and joint partakers, sharing in the same divine promise in Christ through the acceptance of and glad tidings of the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's free grace, which was bestowed on me by the exercise, the workings in all of its effectiveness of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, God consecrated people, this grace and favor and privilege was granted and graciously entrusted to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless riches of Christ's wealth, which no human being could have searched out. Also to enlighten all men and make plain to them what is the plan regarding the Gentiles, providing for the salvation of all men, of the mystery kept hidden through the ages and concealed until now in the mind of God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. You know, if you take time to conceive the plan of God to restore and to recreate the goof, they goofed, but they goofed in a royal way. Verse 10, the purpose is that through the church, say through the church,
through the church,
the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinity, variety, and innumerable aspects might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly spheres. You know what that's saying? That's saying that the church is going to start dictating to the dark forces that have been occupying in the principalities and powers of this region. That's why that there was a press this week to give you that paper. So if you've got your copy, might be wise to pull it out right now. You see, if Channel 22 started to dictate these words, how long do you think they'd be on the air?
Not long.
How about Channel 40?
Not long.
Fox News?
Well, maybe
that. Yeah, they might be a little bit longer, but they'd have to bite the dust eventually.
Yeah.
Why? Because the prince of the power of the air has been just doing his thing with the weather. When's the last time you had a January 71 degrees?
Yeah,
that was this week. Yeah. I walked out Sunday morning and 71 degrees. I mean, that's pretty cool stuff. Right? Okay. So, if you've got your paper, I want you to declare with me, Almighty God.
Almighty God.
You have given us the authority and the keys
to all kingdoms.
To what?
All kingdoms.
You have given the ecclesia, which is the church, the power and authority to restore your original design
and wholeness to the earth.
Really? We speak to every molecule and atom in the atmosphere, land, water, air, space, and humans. We say the sin weight and frequencies on these are forgiven. All molecules and atoms are now released from being moved to by disruptive weather patterns. We speak to the atmosphere over Oklahoma, or New England,
over New England,
and the region. We say, peace be still. We take authority over all atmospheres. We establish the correct wind of God to rule and reign over this region. We command all frequencies, pulses, jet streams, dry lines, temperatures, wind, moisture, pressure to stay within God's boundaries and orders for creation. We, as the Ecclesia, prophesy truth and blessings to all weather patterns. All creation is waiting for the sons of God to arise and bring restoration and healing to the weather. We say weather will be a blessing to New England and the region. We declare creation and atmospheric elements of wind, pressure, moisture, and temperature will not align for destruction. We say creation and atmospheric elements will align with God's boundaries. Nor tornadoes or strong damaging winds may touch the ground in New England and the region. We speak with authority and power to the weather patterns over New England and the region. We say you must come into alignment with God's original design for weather. We speak to the jet stream and fronts which bring change and say, come into alignment with blessings. We render ineffective the destructive forces of nature that are operating unchecked. We decree the weather pattern will submit to God's order, sequence, and season. We bless the atmospheric movements in the heavens, which reflect God who created them. We bless the weather over New England and the region and call it to fulfill its purpose of watering, refreshing, and nurturing the earth. We bless God who created the weather system and call them
good.
Yeah. Now, if you are normal, your little box up here is giving you an argument with every word you declare. You know why? The enemy's going to tell you you're wasting your time. You're useless. Who do you think you are? Amen. What do you think you're declaring? I am not fooled by your words. Those are all types of accusations that he's going to give you. Amen. You know why?
He's threatened.
He wants you to shut up. He wanted Paul to shut up. Did he shut up?
No.
Say, I have been designed by God.
I have been designed by God.
To declare God's pattern. Over the weather.
Over the weather.
And over my health. And over my wealth. And over my being. And that includes my family. Blessings to all. In Jesus' name. For 2020. We are under the palm of his hand. And he's releasing his blessing on us. And his angels are on the job. And our family will taste. The goodness of the Lord. In the land of the living. We decree it. In Jesus' name. This word will not return void. It will produce what we declared it. And it will not return without bringing good fruit. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.